healthcare fees of 30, 60 and 90 crowns introduced earlier this year at Czech surgeries, hospitals and emergency wards have remained a major issue amongst many Czechs and came to the forefront in last week's regional elections. In the run-up to the vote, the Social Democrats, who trounced the ruling parties, promised to abolish fees for patients at regional hospitals by covering expenditures from regional coffers. But it turns out that keeping that promise may not be such a good idea. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Last weekend, the Social Democrats scored a resounding victory in regional elections in the Czech Republic. And one reason cited by many pundits was the party's stance on healthcare fees. The fees were introduced at the beginning of 2008 as part of the government's reforms, but have proven a sore spot among many Czechs long used to visiting the doctors for free. In the run-up to the election, the opposition Social Democrats promised to derail the current system, at least in part, by covering fees at regional hospitals from regional coffers. But that promise now has many in the medical profession up in arms. Earlier I spoke to Václav Smatlák, the chairman of the General Practitioners Association.
Doctors in Czech Republic are strongly arguing against this act, which is planned by this new social democratic regional governments. It's very unfair for the other medical facilities and ambulances in the region. It means the private ones, and they are not owned by the regional government. So we strongly arguing and warning against this.
Václav Smatlák also says that private practitioners and hospitals would not be the only ones discriminated against. Patients in Prague, the only region where elections were not now held, would see no such plan implemented.
All people living in Prague are excluded from this. There is no social democratic government in Prague. So it's very unfair, and I think it's disputable if it is not anti-legal act.
Mr. Smatlák also confirmed that the matter was being pursued with the country's antitrust office, which itself warned on Tuesday that the plan, barring a loophole, could breach EU regulations. Meanwhile, the country's health minister, Tomáš Julínek, has also struck back. He said this week that the only way to change health fees was by changing the law itself. He made clear that, in his view, the Social Democrats' plan had not been at all thought through, calling it demagogy. And he said, if implemented, the result would, above all, unfairly favor one group of patients over another. For their part, some regional Social Democrats have already said they will first wait to see how the proposal is put together, stressing they have no intention of breaking the law.
Jan Wellinger with that report. And sticking with medicine now, in recent